Mr. Speaker. I think it's everything okay.
Yes, you go ahead loud and clear. We see you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, President. Spain aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and would now like to make a few comments in its national capacity. First and foremost, we'd like to congratulate Chile upon having completed the implementation of Article 5 of the Convention. Spain cooperated actively in this endeavour within the framework of the Organization of American States, providing training to several Chilean officials. For that reason, we are enormously heartened by Chile's declaration of having completed the cleansing of its territories from mines. We hope that Chile's own efforts and successes will serve as an example and inspiration to the rest of those states' parties with pending obligations on mine clearance of their territories. We would also like to urge Eritrea to avoid the grim possibility of a possible non-compliance with the obligations established under the Convention. In a similar vein, Spain welcomes with a great deal of satisfaction the progress that has been made by several countries with regard to compliance with the objectives established under Actions 18 to 27 of the Oslo Action Plan. The various indicators under the Oslo Action Plan have enabled us to verify that considerable progress has been made in mine clearance by a large number of affected states' parties. This proves that the approach adopted by the plan a year ago is the right one. The innovative approach of the action plan when it comes to mine risk education has also proven to be very timely in practice. President, as is well known, I believe, Spain attaches a great deal of importance to demining. In that understanding, I would like to highlight, echoing a point made repeatedly by my delegation in the past, the work of Spain's International Demining Centre, which collaborates actively providing training and technical assistance to various states' parties. A data point that encapsulates the contribution of Spain's International Demining Centre is that in its 18-year existence, it's provided training to more than 1,000 operators hailing from 22 countries, principally from Latin America, through programmes offered in partnership with the Organization of American States, representing an investment of more than 4 million euros. In this very challenging year, for example, Spain's International Demining Centre has delivered a course on demining and the rendering safe of conventional munitions for the Organization of American States, which saw participation from 16 officials from 9 countries, Mexico, Ecuador, Costa Rica, Peru, El Salvador, the Dominican Republic, Panama, Guatemala, and Honduras. Hand in hand with the work of this Spanish institution goes the commitment of Spain to the work of the Counter-Improvised Explosive Devices Center of Excellence, a program offered by Spain to NATO as of 2007, which remains fully operational. In a more specific vein, I would also like to highlight Spain's active participation in the pilot project of the Counter-IED self-assessment tool drawn up by UNIDIR and rolled out in June of this year. Finally, I would like to highlight contributions to Spain over the last few years to the work of UNMAS in areas inter alia, including inter alia, Western Sahara, Libya, and the Palestinian territories. Thank you very much, President.